A Haynes school leader opens up the conversation about allegations of sexual abuse in the school's past. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. That story is up next. A Haynes school administrator is breaking the silence on long-closeted allegations of sexual abuse by a former superintendent and teacher. A new revelation from her late husband is igniting the conversation. And a warning to listeners, this story does cover very sensitive topics.
I love my town. I love the people who live here. We will not keep secrets. We will not live in the dark.
That's Haynes School Principal Renee Martin. Her husband, Rick, grew up in Haynes. He graduated from high school in 1975. Martin was American Indian from the Siletz tribe in Oregon. In March, Rick died by suicide. He left several videos for his family. In one, he claims former Haynes School Superintendent Carl Ward raped him while he was a student at Haynes School. Ward came to Haynes as part of the Presbyterian mission in the 1940s. At Haynes House, he worked with orphans and children, many from Alaska Native villages. Then, Ward worked at the Haynes School for more than 20 years, until his retirement in 1976. First as a teacher, then as a principal, and eventually he became superintendent. He was also a licensed foster parent. He died in 1997. The high school gym is named after Ward. For decades, a yellow cedar sign bearing his likeness hung in the hallway. Decades after the alleged abuse, Rick Martin got a job as a janitor at the school. Here's Renee.
He told me that it really bothered him to go by the Carl Ward sign because he knew that Carl Ward was just a real creepy guy. And at that time, he told me that Carl Ward had tried to grab his penis and he ran away and went and told his dad, who is Native. And his dad was like, okay, well, you're not really hurt. We're Native and he's the white superintendent.
In the week after Rick's death, the sign outside the gym disappeared.
We had to take it down for me to be able to go back to school, quite honestly.
It's unclear who took the sign or where it went. It wasn't an official action by the administration or the school board. But it appeared back in a new location Monday. The school superintendent says it's being moved to a secure location for now. On the school's website, Ward's name is no longer associated with the gym. But whether the name will be officially changed has not yet been decided. For many years, allegations of sexual abuse by Ward have circulated quietly among some longtime Haynes residents and Native families associated with Haynes House. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel is a lifelong Haynes resident.
Certainly, I grew up with an indirect understanding that there were stories to be told, but I was never aware of anything specific. I think that as time went on, though, as more people that I knew corroborated the sensibility about Carl Ward, then it became sort of an understanding that it must be true.
Schnabel says it's time to face these allegations head on.
And that's one of the things that's so right, I suppose, about Renee Martin's being willing to come forward. It's not to make a sensational story, but it's to tell people this is one person's story. And if it's happened to you, then it's our story. And I know that as the manager of the borough, that for me, it's our story as a community. And that's one of the reasons that I'm willing to, reach out and speak about it, because it should be brought out so that nobody else suffers as much.
Now that these allegations are out in the open, local mental health providers are preparing for others to come forward. As soon as Renee began speaking out, community leaders, including local clinicians, the chief of police, the mayor, and borough manager met. Kelly Williamson is the director of Lynn Canal Counseling, part of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.
The main thing that we want to let everyone know is that there are people here that are ready to help, that want to be a part of the healing process.
Anyone who is affected by this story is encouraged to contact Lynn Canal Counseling. Williamson says staff at her office are available with or without an appointment. Anonymous help is also available at 1-877-294-0074 at any time. People in crisis can always call 911. KHNS reached out to Ward's surviving wife, Doris Ward, who says she's not ready to talk. Ward says she is shocked and mourning. Through all of it, Haynes School Principal Renee Martin is reaffirming her commitment to the well-being of Haynes students.
And I promise you, I will do my very best to protect the children of Haynes while I am principal at the Haynes School.
If you or anyone you know has been impacted by this story and would like to talk anonymously with someone trained to help, call 1-877-294-0074 anytime, day or night. In-person support services are available through Lynn Canal Counseling at 766-6383. You're welcome to walk in. I spoke further with Lynn Canal Counseling's Kelly Williamson about how these allegations fit into a larger context and moving forward.
It's more common than not for people to feel an enormous amount of shame because typically the abuse happens when they're a child. And so even if a child is told it wasn't their fault, even if they have a supportive family where they're told this was not your fault, someone victimized you, they cannot see it any other way than that they caused it.
How common is childhood sexual abuse?
It's more common than not. And we need to understand that childhood sexual abuse is on a spectrum. You know, if you look at it from the spectrum, it's probably far more common than we know.
We are at a particular point in our society where a lot of people are standing up and saying a lot of behavior that was kept quiet or ignored or allowed to continue, we're not putting up with it anymore. But that wasn't always the case.
My personal opinion is that it's been directly related to the women's movement, just education, higher education, women in the workplace, that it's evolved.
There may be people who knew about this abuse who could hear this story and feel guilt. What do you say to those people?
This is a moment that we need to be honest with ourselves about what we may or may not have known, but also give ourselves some grace. It's easy to judge now what we should have done then, but we didn't know then what we know now.
Is there anything else you want to say?
The main thing that we want to let everyone know is that there are people here that are ready to help, that want to be a part of the healing process. People are welcome to walk in to Lynn Canal Counseling anytime from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Doesn't matter if you have an appointment or not, we are here. We're going to try our very hardest to adjust to what the community needs to be part of moving forward and part of the healing, so no one feels like they're alone. We want to make sure that people know that they do not have to suffer or hold any of these bad feelings by themselves.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.